There is one thing, by the way, that actually shocked me about the Atlas trial, Pito's trial, however. It was a very large trial. I've forgotten how many patients, but it was over 10,000. It was run on a shoestring budget. In fact, there wasn't all the usual reporting. And really, there essentially was almost, it's really literally a four-page protocol. And when a patient recurred or died, you sent in your second report of what happened to the patient. So there was no toxicity reporting during the trial. And none of that was presented in San Antonio. They have only the most fragmentary record of issues related to toxicity.
Cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
Interesting.
And so one
thrombosis,
of the,
same thing.
Yeah.
So and, we don't really know the risk-benefit ratio.
Right. And one of the reasons why B14, and there was also a Scottish trial at the same time, one of the disturbing features of those trials was there looked like there might be more toxicity after 5 years. The rate of toxicity actually went up, particularly for endometrial cancer, because the benefit looks smaller to my eye than the use of an aromatase inhibitor after tamoxifen. And because we don't have any toxicity data about tamoxifen after 5 years from the Atlas trial, I don't think it's the last word, and I don't think it's going to cause a major shift to the use of tamoxifen in postmenopausal women. Of course, endometrial cancer is not an issue with tamoxifen in premenopausal women, and so I think it will actually have an impact in that group of women.
But it was interesting, you know, the statistical issue of Pito saying the reason you saw what looks like an increased recurrence rate in the NSABP studies are not enough events. We need a bigger trial, more events. That could have been just a statistical blip, and it looks like he was right.
Yes.